When I am alone, I am most productive. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, with instant illumination. When I am alone, I am most productive. I believe this is true for everyone. When I am alone, my mind has all sorts of wonderful dreams and imagination. For instance, right now I'm sitting here at the Om bench, the meditation bench high on the campus overlooking our 104 acres and thousands of more acres all around us, all of the Bureau of Land Management land that belongs to the public that surrounds us. And looking south, I see the Buddha Rock right on the border of Mexico and the United States here, just 1 mile from our campus. And I look to my right, and here I see Far Valley, the grand, beautiful, rolling valley. And then I look upon a lake of fog. Early morning fog. It's bright and early in the morning. And it's like a lake, a beautiful lake of fog, covering all of the houses and all of the community that's down here. And I live in this private place where it's only our buildings and our houses that show. And up on the side of the mountain there is a little valley too, and it has fog in it. It's so beautiful to see the sunlight beaming in on it and brightening it, and yet it remains there. It's probably just a cool area. It'll remain there not too long, I'm sure. The sun has a way of etching away at that. But the beautiful white fog lies out before me. And as I contemplate it, I think to myself, how that is like my mind, my inner thought. It has this beautiful fog lying over it, hiding it from my view. It's very definitely there. Very definitely there. And it's just up to me to penetrate it, to go down into the fog, down to the foundations of it, and find that beneath it all is everything that I am. Yes, when I'm alone, I am most productive. But there is no one here to encourage me to think otherwise. There's no one here to distract me. There's no one here to make me think that other things are important. Whereas the only real important things are who I am and where I'm going in life. And I look up the mountain again, and that little lake of fog that was nestled in the little valley is sort of evaporated by the morning sun, which is peeping over the top of the mountains in such a gentle persuasion, reaching down and speaking to the fog and saying, "You can go now." And yet, as it beams and shines and sparkles through the fog, it reveals many wonderful things, just like my time alone allows me to reveal many wonderful and beautiful things. And I listen, and I know the answer to all the circumstances that my daily life brings to my attention. I know all the circumstances that my every want has made known to me. And Rex stands here so proudly looking out over this domain saying, "Yep, I can see everything up here. I can see anybody walking around and there's nobody walking. I can see the birds flying and they're all cuddled closely in their trees, still sound asleep. I can see the coyotes walking around, and there's no coyotes out there, they're too sleeping. Everything is quiet. Everything is peaceful. And my mind is at rest. But in my mind, as beneath the fog, are a zillion ideas flowing around. And I like the article that I read about the Apple computer people. They're rather spectacular people. And without using any names, these people have done fantastic things. But there's one man who led the show, and he invited a genius to join him. And that genius was rather spectacular. And he said to the genius, "Go, use your ideas, use your imagination, use your dream." And then he said to the genius, "I want you to make everything absolutely perfect. When you make the iPods and you make the Apple computers and you make all of the things we're working with, I want our things to be so perfect that not a screw hole shows anywhere. No imperfection is anywhere in our product." And as the two worked on these ideas, as they went over them again and again and again, they went to some of the early Chinese ideas of the super lacquer quality. And the Chinese put lacquer, and the Japanese too, lacquer over their woodwork and over their product to make them so absolutely perfect. But in our modern day and age, electronics can do things, extrusion can do things, and plastic can do things. And in a moment, the computer people came up with an idea to produce these objects, mass produce these objects so perfectly, just like the Japanese and Chinese who spent hours and hours and hours polishing, lacquering and polishing, lacquering and polishing. Yes, modern technology can do many wonderful things, but it's the mind that figured out the way to do it. And it's the mind, when it has time to be alone, then it is most productive. Then it comes up with the most marvelous and fantastic ways of accomplishing goals. This is why I enjoy my time alone. This is why whatever time I do have alone, it is the most precious time. It is the most valuable and exciting time that I could ever want. We should all treasure the time we have alone, for that time is a time that's going to make our life into the most exciting adventure that we could ever dream. Yes, the mist is slowly rising off the valley now. Little by little, the sun is shining down through the mist and shining down through the cloud that lay here in the valley. And it sort of evaporates. And here and there, a tree steps right out of the fog. A hillside, a mountain, a dream. We can be most productive when we are alone. Try it. Listen to that divine, the divine in you, and watch the magic as it shines forth and reveals in you the wonderful ideas that are lying there underneath that blanket of morning fog that soon the sun will waft away. And the ideas will all come out to play. Have a lovely day, and know that my blessings surround you always, because I love you. I love you. I love you.